What is up, people?
What's up? I'm ready for today.
Do that again.
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, that was lame.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to scream into their ear.
They have a volume knob.
Like, man, we ought to turn it down for like the intro and probably like a minute in, so that way Josh and Krista don't yell in our ears.
And I'm glad the heat kicked on. Hopefully everyone can hear that.
I'm fine with the heat kicking on.
It's for all you folks that are not in AZ, it's been a wild one past couple days. Today's freezing. It's like 50.
We woke up and it was like in the 30s.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a dry cold too.
It's.
I used that joke at church.
You did. You definitely did. And now
it's thunderstorming.
I know. So now Mickey is in the room and he's just like shaking like a leaf.
He's got the pooch shakes.
The what?
The pooch shakes.
What's that?
He's a pooch and he's shaking.
Oh, I thought you said poo shakes.
Well, sometimes he has that too. You know, dog crap and razor blades, as they say.
Oh, gosh. Don't mind him just yakking on a bone.
It's not. He's got a sinus, sinus problem. Anyway.
So Josh had this really great idea.
Not really. It's been done before.
Has it?
Of course.
Has it? Great. So we have all of these different ideas on our wall, mm-hmm. on sticky notes. And Josh is like, why don't we just put it in a generator and...
Randomizer.
Randomize it and just, you know, we're going to spin the wheel and figure out what we're going to talk about today. So...
Here away we go. Krista's spinning it.
Here goes nothing. And okay, I can definitely get down with this one. It's separation season.
That's right. That's right. Separation season. That's the winner chicken dinner.
Yes, it is. I'm just going to minimize this. You can take it off the wall.
The wall.
The wall. And then we can get to it. How about that?
Hey, didn't take the paint off. Shout out to Sherman Williams.
Is it Sherman Williams?
I think so. Or Valspar, either one.
It's Valspar.
Valspar.
Yes. Because, shout out, because they actually commented on a couple of my posts. Because I tagged them for peak driven design. And they commented back.
That's cool.
I know.
Give us some free paint. What the heck? Valspar. Stuff's expensive.
I need more paint for my ceiling. Not this ceiling. Oh. The one, if we're going to do the back of the front door. And the ceiling.
All right, Michelangelo doing the Sistine Chapel.
And all of the ceiling in the hallway with brand new chandeliers throughout.
For anyone listening, painting ceilings is the worst.
Yes, it really is. It's honestly, yeah.
Speaking of separation season, that might be the thing that separates us is the painting of a ceiling.
Where is the sticky note? Can I have a sticky note?
Yes, ma'am.
I love putting it in my notebook. Thank you. Okay.
So,
wonderful.
Topic at hand.
Separation season.
That's right. This is the time. New year. Don't say new year, new me. I hate that. Or new you. That is so cheesy.
There's like reels out there going around, but I put that out there. I'm like, it's not new year, new me. It's new year, same me, just different mindset.
Yep. Working on yourself.
Everything about this year. We talked about it last podcast. I'm focusing on myself. And I'm being super selfish. But the separation season, I think, would have been in like December.
We just came out of that.
Yeah.
That like Thanksgiving, November, December, end of Q4 kind of
thing. So talk about separation season.
So that's when like most people lay off the gas. And I think we kind of hit on this before. But, you know, when you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to kick butt, you're trying to build your business, or if you're trying to succeed in anything, really, a lot of times people just put themselves on cruise control because they make up the excuses that it's holiday. I'm going to use this example for like people that are on a diet or whatever, you know, or you're trying to change your habits of your eating and nutrition, things like that. You know, they just put it on cruise control, or they, for the 2 months, give up because let's face it, you know, you're going to family parties, you're going to, you know, Friendsgiving or whatever, you got, you know, holiday cookies all out, you got all these pies and desserts and, you know, good eating for 2 months. And, you know, if you're trying to achieve a goal and you're trying to, you know, always strive to hit that mark for your weight loss or whatever it may be, or your fitness goals in mind, you know, you can't take those months off like most people do. So I guess what I'm getting at with that is, you know, in your business, a lot of people too will just kind of ride out the year. They kind of really grind, you know, hard for the first couple months come the new year, because that's their New Year's resolution, or they're trying to achieve those goals that they put out in front of themselves. And then they don't really look at the bigger picture. They kind of hit November and they go, well, I'm X amount off of my goal. There's no way in the next 2 months I can achieve anything or hit it. So I'm just going to, you know,
lay off the gas.
Right. And just kind of coast into the new year. And I'll start again in January. I'm going to put those goals back out there and, you know, I'll get it. I'll get after it again.
Yep.
And when most people do that, people that, you know, the one percenters that have that mindset, they can look at that as, oh, my competition, everyone else is just giving up or laying off the gas, like Krista said.
Yeah.
And I can double down. I can, you know, maybe raise my speed limit and cruise past these folks. I can really put the effort in.
Yeah. And what you kind of said, like a lot of people put everything on pause until January. But like if you're listening to this and it's not like say the new year, whatever, but like a lot of people are going to say, I'm going to wait until Monday, because Monday is a great day to start, apparently. I mean, I don't know. Like, why can't you start on a Wednesday?
Why can't you just start today?
Yeah.
Any day.
And like, you don't have to wait until anything to start something. And I don't love when people are like, oh, I'm going to wait until after this. And I'm like, you're going to keep having those excuses and you're going to have to wait until over and over and over again to the point where you're never going to start. So like, I always say, like, just start something, whether it's your health journey or a business or anything, truly, is like messy action. Mm-hmm. You're still doing something more than the rest of the people. So why are you like waiting? And I think the people that, you know, again, like you said, Josh is bringing his mic closer. She's like, oh my gosh. What you said about you didn't hit your goals in like Q4 and you're like, well, I'm never going to hit that. But what if you stayed on the gas and like you got a little bit closer to your goal? A lot of people give up. They're like, November, December, you know what? I'm just going to give up and I'm just going to cruise control throughout the whole rest of the year. Where why would you have that mindset when you can just go full throttle until the end of the year? And maybe you're not going to hit your goal of 100K for your business, but you got one step closer than you were before. And I feel like that's when people miss the mark, is that's really what separates you from the rest. Mm-hmm. Is, are you going to have the excuses of, I'm going to wait until, or are you going to let off the gas? Like, it's okay to rest, but like, why are you letting off the gas when you're so close? You don't know when like something may happen.
The next breakthrough might be right around the corner.
Exactly. And you're giving up. Mm-hmm. Before you see that.
Yep. The next door that you knock on might be the one that opens up a gateway to
exactly
your dreams. And Ed Milet talks about this a lot. He usually starts releasing it right around like November as well, coming into the last month. And so look for that podcast, because, you know, he really emphasizes on this. And he's a, you know, multi-millionaire entrepreneur guy. Yeah. You know, so he really knows what he's talking about when it comes to this. But, you know, just a quick example is something at work. Started a new dealership from the, you know, so we bought out an old one and we are now changed the name and we have all new people, management team, everything like that in place. And, you know, I was sitting in one of our forecast meetings for the upcoming month and, you know, we were doing end of the year totals and stuff like that. And I noticed that we weren't getting a certain gross profit percentage in this one sector that we usually focus on. And so I was like, hey, I think I'm going to change a couple parameters of the way that we price things. And I'm going to go through the log of everything. And, you know, one of my administrator guys was like, oh, so yeah, we'll implement that come January. I was like, no. I'm going to go back into my office and do it like in an hour from now, it'll be changed. And then I can start to see the growth. And even in December,
yeah,
you know, and how that will affect going into the next year, I can better forecast what we're going to do, or, you know, profit wise. And he just kind of like, oh, okay. Like, you know, he was thinking, oh, we'll just implement all these changes come January 1st and then start out the new year with our, and this was like early December, probably like first week or so. I'm like, why wait? Like, I'll just change it now. It's not going to hurt anything.
Yeah. It's only going to help.
Yeah.
December.
Yeah.
For sure. And I have that too, like in my job and stuff like that. We planned for 2024. I'm already planning for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the mindset that my role, I have to think forward and be like a, I don't know, innovator of some sort to make sure that we're separating ourselves from everyone else in the industry.
Yep.
And what can I do like this year? I already have it planned out. Like everything is already set in stone. Now I'm like, okay, we have all of this. If that goes well, then I can do all of this into 2025.
And you know, the idea of the separation season doesn't even need to be what Chris and I were just kind of talking about, how, you know, October, November, December kind of thing. It can even be something where, say, like right now, think about if you have...
Which is January.
Think about if you have maybe a business that you're trying to start, or you're currently an entrepreneur or something like that of your own.
Yeah.
You have this business. And let's be honest, there might be other competition. There's going to be something that...
There's always going to be competition. Yeah. You are unique in your own way. That's what separates you.
Right. But also, maybe you can double down on an area that makes you super unique.
Yeah.
Example, at work, I have a Nissan dealership. Okay. Well, there's multiple other Nissan dealerships in this Phoenix Valley. But what I've noticed is no one really focuses on the aftermarket. Like, so for you car nerds, Nismo is the performance end of Nissan.
I'll dumb it down for all the non-car nerds.
It's the performance car parts.
It makes the car go vroom vroom.
Faster. And skirt. No one else really focuses on the sport aspect of what a Nissan can be, or yeah, the parts and things like that for, yep, the Nismo products.
Where other dealerships, they lean into it.
Right, but not here.
Yes.
And I was like, well, we're the new ones. Let's get a niche idea that we can put out there that separates us, mm-hmm, from all the other dealerships. And we can really go hard on this, reach, yeah, out to all the performance shops that are out here, because the car scene's huge.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't we start to really carry stock and promote that we are this Nismo branded performance dealership, quote unquote. And we have all the certifications through Nissan that we can do that,
mm-hmm,
but no one's really... you know, done it. Like when I go into another Nissan dealership, I don't see cool stuff hanging on the wall. And like, I did this with Ford because they have all the Mustangs and Raptors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let me bring that idea to Nissan. And I, yeah, think it'd be really cool to separate us. So like, think about that with your business, your company, or whatever you're doing.
Or okay, your job too.
You know, or your job. What can you do as an employee at your job that will separate you from everyone else? And
well,
the separation season can just be now, can be tomorrow, can, yeah, be something that you can start. And that season is basically until you get noticed,
yeah,
or until you get your promotion, or till you get, you know, an accolade for what you're doing. And that's going to be a notch on your belt.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, you know, in today's society, unfortunately or fortunately, if you are listening to this podcast, you're already bettering yourself and you're setting yourself apart from everyone else. It's not that hard in today's society to separate yourself, to shine like a star from everyone else.
There's so much cookie cutter stuff out there.
So if... like, if you're in your job and you're going, man, like, I don't know if I'm going to get this promotion, all this kind of stuff. If you're like Josh and I, where our 100% is higher than someone else's. For example, I would do a significant amount of tasks in one day when I was in this one role. And we have reports that kind of show where everyone else is. And I did double of other people on my team. And I went, what is going on? Don't back down from that. A lot of people are like, oh, well, I'm going to know my worth and I'm going to do less. I mean, if you don't get a raise, maybe, but like not really, because you should be doing more and separating yourself in that aspect. Because now I have gotten 3 promotions since that time. And I'm not like trying to toot my own horn, But it's easy for you to separate yourself mm-hmm. because like someone's 100% is my 50%.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. And it's just a mindset thing of I'm going to double down. I'm going to keep going. That way I can separate myself from everyone else.
Well, I think the attitude that's in society and culture today is just mediocrity in yeah. general. And so people do not work that hard. People have this mentality that they're only paying me X and I think I'm deserved Y. And, you know, they only work at the below an X pay rate.
Yeah.
And it's just a really pissy, poor attitude. How
are you supposed to get more if you're going to continue to be mediocre?
Yeah.
I couldn't even talk there for a second.
No, but you know what I mean? It's a very big problem with work ethic in everybody in today's society.
Yep, that's and what I mean. It's not hard to separate yourself in these times.
Stand out. It's really not. And I think people that do listen to this podcast or listen to other podcasts like this, you already are having that mentality and the mindset that you want to be better,
yep.
right? Like Andy Frisell talks about personal excellence and like that's the ultimate rebellion and in life and yep. succeeding and everything like that. And I truly agree because we talk and preach about, you know, always working on yourself, always trying to 1% better each and every day.
Yeah.
And that's what personal excellence is.
Yep.
And, you know, when you start to take a census of the people around you, or maybe your coworkers or whatever, your competition,
yep.
you start to realize you were once afraid of them, but if you just do a little bit extra, a little bit more, a little something different,
mm-hmm.
it's not hard to stand out.
Yep.
And, you know, also to that, be yourself while you're doing it too.
Well,
don't sell yourself to the devil just so you can make an extra buck.
That's a whole nother topic. But if we take this separation season with our health, even like a lot of the people that are doing the challenge right now, I think there's about 16 people who are doing it. They're separating themselves from everyone else. Mm-hmm. There's like 500 plus people in my group and only 16 of them committed to themselves. Mm-hmm. Of being better and doing better. They're separating themselves from everyone else. Those people who are, you're committed every single week, every single workout, every single thing that you do for your health. Most people are not doing it. I don't know what it is this year, but like I've been seeing like January 1st, people were not in the gyms like usual.
Really?
Yeah. I've been seeing like all of like my friends, because I'm friends with all fitness instructors, by golly, who would have thought? And everyone is saying like it's not that crowded like it has been in other years. Maybe it's like people getting sick and not going, but I don't know what is going on, but no one's putting their health first.
Well, that's evident.
Well, yeah. But I'm telling you, in today's society, it is so easy to separate yourself with small little things that we do in the challenge or even in your everyday life. Like, it boggles my mind how like low expectations are.
Well, perfect example. Okay.
So it makes me so mad.
Like,
why would you not put your health first? I don't know.
Well, okay. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
When you go out into public.
Into the public? Why'd you say that weird?
When you go out into public, just take a gander. Take a census of
a people. Gander? Are you 80 years old?
Just let me talk, woman. Jeez. Go do the dishes.
I do. I feel like I'm adulting too much lately. Okay.
But take a look around and just view people. How many out of shape people do you see? It's like 90% of people that you're just like, wow.
But you can't base.
No, you can.
So what about me?
What do you mean? Honey, I'm talking about the people that are in Walmart on the hover rounds that okay. are like, you know what I mean?
America. Stop. So if you think of America, yeah. Okay, keep going.
You tried going too deep on that one. Listen.
No.
What I'm just trying to say is, and people can agree with me on this.
A lot of people are eating junk food.
Yes.
They're smoking.
Yes.
They're heavily drinking.
Yes. They're also just plain old out of shape.
and they're just, you look at this, I went out grocery shopping on Friday, and you look into people's carts, I get nosy. I don't know about you.
Sure.
And I get real nosy, and I'm just like picking up all of this healthy stuff. Someone was like, oh, looks like you're starting fresh in Jane. And I'm just like, this is literally my everyday type of shopping. Mm-hmm. And I look in theirs, and it's like soda, junk food, mm-hmm. all this processed stuff, frozen meals, all like, mm-hmm. and I'm like, well, I separate myself from everyone else in this world.
I guess where I was going with what I was trying to say is I take a gander at like other guys, and I'm like, if anything were to go down right now, can I outrun any of these fools or could I take one on? And I'm usually like,
yeah,
uh-huh. not a problem.
Yep.
You know, not that I'm a Olympic specimen or anything, but like in okay. general public, I'm
if you think about that, okay.
You know what I mean?
I can definitely throw down right. compared to yes. everyone else.
That's what I'm trying to get at, is just like, you know, we kind of have to take this primitive. if we had to go, you know, Stone Age stuff right now.
Apocalyptic stuff. Can you?
Is there any alphas out there? Not really.
It's so funny you bring this up, because in my
hit. A lot of betas.
In my hit class, I tend to say, like, when I want to be able to, like, cross jab, uppercut, like, hook these people. So that way, when the time comes, I'm prepared. You're prepared. Like, we can burpee our way around people.
Yeah. That's basically how I judge if I'm, you know, how society is. And so to hear that the gyms are not packed, like, yes, there's that stigma of the gyms always being packed beginning of the new year, but at least people are attempting to work on their health and become better, become fit, become,
I don't know what it is with this year.
Just, you know, ever since VR, they're probably just working at home, you know, working out at home with the goggles on, hun. You know, just pretending they're at the gym.
Or they could be like us, where we build our own home gym.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt.
I hope they are.
But
hopefully Peloton sales are up.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'll have to look into that a little bit more. But I just think it's very interesting that the gyms, and even like a lot of people know, like us, I don't know about you, but like church has not been packed.
It hasn't.
Like it like should be. Because right. usually people in the new year, me and my friend at the doors today were like, people's New Year's resolution like usually is go to church more and like plug in more. Is it like the opposite? They made, you know, watch more from home or like...
I don't know what it is.
I have no idea. I think 2024 is a weird time.
Yeah, we're in for a ride this year.
I know.
I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but we are.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to get nutty.
I have to change my license so I can actually vote in Arizona.
Please do.
Because apparently there's two Krista Fishers here with the same identification. Hmm. So... But I couldn't vote in Arizona, and someone voted for me in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Because I still had. So, you know, we're not going down that road.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I'm keeping my mouth shut over here. Oh, man. Yeah. So separation season. I mean, it's when you... I tried to tend to look at things like how I was kind of going and talking about when I'm out in society, just out in public.
Yeah. Can I throw down?
Yeah, but like... If you look at it in that grand scheme, you go, I'm already separating myself from the mediocrity, just the other people. You know, I'm working out. I'm in shape. You know, I watch what I eat. You know, it's saying no to the desserts when you're at a family party. It's, you know, not following the crowd when it comes to certain trends and things and stuff like that. And, you know, it's separating yourself for the good.
Yeah.
It's not just following the norm and what's in
yep.
and everything, what's popular. It's understanding that I'm on a different track and trail than everybody yep. else. And I'm going to stay to it because I like that separation from what is supposed to be normal.
Yep.
Well, says who and why?
Normal doesn't get you awards. Normal doesn't get you
anything. Life of bliss or joy or any freedom or anything like that.
Like thinking outside of the box and doing things that are off the cuff. Like I know a lot of people are quote unquote on this new like diet or whatever. But what if you continued it throughout the whole year? What if you like separated yourself by doing like challenging yourself to do a 5K or just challenging yourself to ride a bike like around your neighborhood or just like simple little things? Like my one goal for this year was to deadlift 200 plus pounds. And I'm like, I think I may have to redo that goal because I just pulled 185. And like, it's January, I'm probably going to get 200 by February. So like readjust to be able to separate yourself from everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's something that once you get that out of your mind to be normal, that separation is okay, to be normal's different boring. Is okay. It is. And I would love to see people create and form habits that then become routine. And mm-hmm. you don't know a life any different. And that's what separates us.
Yep.
You know, that is something, creating these habits, or I should say these traits of us that become a routine.
Yep.
That you don't even think about it. And that's why you're different. That's why you succeed when it comes to certain things. That's why you stand out for that promotion, or you start seeing good things happening to you in your life.
You know, your health too. You're going to the gym and you're that's my normal routine.
Right.
Type of thing.
And like to even touch on too real quick is like what I see a lot of too is separation of what is normal when it comes to relationships.
Ooh, okay.
Because as society, we are so taught that divorce is okay, that arguing is okay, that fighting and, you know, not talking to one another, not having equal sacrifice for one another, you know, submitting to one another and you know, living an equally yoked life mm-hmm. with your spouse. And this is getting a little deep. We didn't have this on the, you know, topic at all, but I feel it's very important to touch on because it's so normal to just, well, it's not working, let's just divorce.
Or even too, like how many people talk mad crap about their spouse to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I would never.
You're supposed to lift that person up. You're supposed to glorify that person.
Like when people bash their like husbands to me,
yeah.
The first thing that comes out of my mouth, I'm like, I can't relate.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you make me mad, whatever. But I'm not going to bash you to other people because that's tarnishing your name and the way they view you.
Right.
When, why would I ever do that?
and you know, separate yourself from normal when it comes to relationships. Work on your relationships. Maybe like Krista and I have really turned our marriage into a faith-based marriage, and it has totally changed the way that we view one another, the way that we forgive one another,
mm-hmm.
and the way that we equally plug into God together. And, you know, it has... We were already in love, but now we are like madly in love. And like every mm-hmm. year as we grow together, we've been together since we were 15.
Hashtag 18 years.
But, you know, we are that weird, you know, where I absolutely adore, love. She's my best friend. Like my wife is my rock.
Aww.
And like I tell people that all the time.
Yeah.
And they just like, same thing, you know, they're working like, in an automotive industry, you know, you get the guys that have been divorced three times because they're
you
just
work a million hours.
And, you know, they just same thing, how wives will bash their husbands, you mm-hmm. know, the guy, they call him the old ball and chain or the old lady like this. I hate those terms because, you know, Krista is my best friend. I cannot relate to somebody that is mad at their wife or wants to divorce their wife or whatever. I just don't get it because you can always work through things. You can always pray on stuff together. You can always invite God into your relationship and mm-hmm. your life will change. And so separate yourself from what is normal when it comes to that. Maybe somebody on here is listening and they're in a rough spot with their spouse. Well, you know, don't just go with what is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Separate yourself. Seek help. If you need to talk to somebody, a therapist, a pastor, or whatever.
Yep.
You know, be what is not normal and work on it.
Yeah. And I think about that in like friendships and other relationships too. Like the easier you are to forgive someone. I'm reading a book right now. It's like your body keeps score based on like trauma and stuff like that. But it has meaning when it comes to like, you're not going to forgive someone and you're going to have this hate in your heart. It's only hurting you and your body because your mind is going into fight or flight 24/7
mm-hmm.
because it's like, I hate this person, when you just need to forgive because it's hurting you more than it's hurting them.
Yeah.
in that sense.
And like men listening to this, separate yourself from what society's trying to tell you what a man's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's going to sting. Probably got some people to turn it off, but whatever. I don't care.
If you need some podcasts on all of that topic, I have plenty.
But like a man is a man.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as toxic masculinity.
Nope.
A man is there to protect his family, provide for his family, and to be a godly figure and a loving figure. And it is okay for a dude to walk around yoked as hell with a beard, with a gun on his side, but also be the biggest teddy bear when it comes to loving his family.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with that. And I'm sorry, but what society's trying to tell us right now, that this, what a man is not supposed to be a man.
Yep.
I can't get down with that, because that's not.
And you can go for women too.
Like, absolutely.
I would love for you to be the breadwinner and I can just drive a Porsche and go to Pilates on my like time off. I don't have to work. Come on now. Like I used to like not be okay with it, but I'm totally okay with not working.
I know you. I'm trying to get there.
All right.
But anyway, separate yourself.
Yes.
Just
be that 1%. Separate yourself from everyone else in your relationships, in your business, in your job, in your health. Praise God, please, in your health. Aside from everything else, like, please put your health first and separate yourself from everyone else.
And in your faith.
And in your faith. And this should be the time to double down on everything and separate yourself from the mediocre people out there that don't want better and don't want more in their lives.
Or even as things go wild on this roller coaster of a year that's going to probably come, and I'm calling it out right now, you know, Josh Adamus is going to be coming out.
It's January 7th.
But, you know, separate yourself from how things are going to go down.
And how you treat people.
And how you treat people and what's projected out there.
Yep.
Just separate yourself.
Amen.
This is probably going to be the year of the season to do that.
Yep.
And all who do will prevail. I truly feel that way.
Preach. Preach, preach, preach.
So that's all. Made it quick.
Well, if you want to share this with someone, that's how we grow, obviously. So just hit that share button with anyone and everyone who may need to hear this, or you just want to share the love of separation season for someone else. If you want more, you can go on to www.peakdrivenllc.com and follow along my journey, at least on Instagram, because Josh is Instagramless. And tag me if you post it on there or on Facebook or anywhere else. And I read your comments on here. The people leave comments.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
Turn those off.
Turn those off. No, I'm not. I still read them. So thank you for your love and appreciate you. So until next time, y'all. All
right. Love you guys. God bless.
Go be the light.
Bye-bye.
Bye.